A $3 billion budget for the University of Kentucky. Today on UK Perspectives, I'm Tom Goodell. On Tuesday, the Board of Trustees voted to increase UK's annual budget by some $300 million, bringing the total above $3 billion for the first time in the institution's history. Yet this comes at a time when state funding is shrinking and now accounting for less than 10% of the university's budget. To help provide some context for these numbers, we've invited UK's Executive Vice President for Finance and Administration, Eric Munday, to join us again. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you, Tom. Good to be with you.
Well, let's start on the revenue side. It just has me curious, with state funding cut by 1.5% this year, what accounts for the revenue growth?
So about $300 million is what we're projecting in revenue growth from fiscal year 14 to this beginning of fiscal year 15 on July 1st. Two main drivers, student growth as well as the growth of our healthcare enterprise. So over 60% of that $300 million is due to our healthcare enterprise as we continue to expand and serve the Commonwealth, as well as if we look at the last decade, our student growth has been over 10%. So we are having the opportunity to serve more of our students in the Commonwealth and surrounding areas, as well as the healthcare enterprise.
On your blog, you wrote that a budget is more than rows and columns. It tells a story. It tells us what our priorities are and reflects whether we are investing in those things that we say are important. So what are some of the most significant investments that you find contained in this $3 billion budget?
I think the things that we're most excited about this budget is we were able to achieve our principles. And our principles were rather simple, but sometimes they're very difficult to achieve. One, invest in our people. So we were able to fund another 2% pay raise, a second year in a row for a consistent merit increase for our faculty and staff, the ones that are making the difference in the lives of our students and the lives of our healthcare enterprise. Also, no across-the-board cuts. We're able to continue to grow our enterprise and not look. You don't cut your way to success. How do we invest and to do more? And lastly, a moderate tuition and fee increase. So we are going to go up 5% on tuition and fees. We consider that at that upper range of the moderate scale. We look next year to go up at a smaller number. But we're very pleased with being able to achieve those things and to produce a budget that does, you know, produce the outcomes that we want. And that's to serve our students and to serve the Commonwealth at a higher level.
Well, you mentioned the increase in tuition. You also mentioned that enrollment is growing. So there's no contradiction there. I mean, usually price drives the ability of someone to afford education. So in your view, having a slight increase in tuition is not going to change those enrollment numbers.
All right. Yeah, we're expecting enrollment to grow. The University of Kentucky is in the midst of a great transformation. The story is becoming more widely known and widely understood of the difference that we're making here. And we're expecting a freshman class of over 4,800. It would be the largest freshman class in the history of the University of Kentucky. And we see that not as a number, right? Not as that column in row, as you mentioned. We see that as an opportunity to make a difference in more of the lives of our students.
And I understand more of those students are coming from outside the state, and that is also helping drive revenue growth here.
That's right. We're expecting the non-resident enrollment, if we look at that freshman class, maybe to be at 34-35%, maybe a third or so of that freshman class to be non-residents, still providing great opportunities to our residents and an absolute growth model, but also some opportunities to serve more of our surrounding areas as well.
When I came to Kentucky 10 years ago, there was a great deal of talk here about the brain drain and that the best students were leaving the Commonwealth. But what I'm hearing these days is that more and more UK grads are choosing to stay right here in Lexington and in this region. So do you believe that this new budget that you've adopted is going to help that trend continue?
Well, just with the capital construction alone, we're providing thousands and thousands of new jobs for Kentuckians, whether it's our students or our non-students. And I think also if we look at our healthcare enterprise and the number of job opportunities and job growth over the last decade, it's thousands of jobs. So being able to provide some of our opportunities here for our graduates and, of course, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, the economy is getting better. It's getting stronger. We're having more industry come here. And those are allowing our students to have opportunities to remain, to stay. And I think the other story is some of these 30% or so that are coming in from outside the state, they have such a wonderful experience, a sense of place, the Lexington community, all of those things work well to build this fabric of an environment for success that it provides opportunities for them to remain and not to go back, but to stay and become long-term residents of the Commonwealth.
It's still difficult for me to wrap my brain around the idea of $3 billion. So I wonder, maybe one way to put this in perspective, how does this budget compare with our peer institutions?
We have a very large budget, and when you consider our budget, our healthcare component is a sizable component of that budget as well. So our healthcare enterprise now represent about 40% of that $3 billion enterprise. So that is a differentiator for us, a thriving healthcare enterprise if we look at a lot of our peer institutions. As it relates to our ability to serve our students, that base of operations, if you will, we're very competitive on the size of budget and what we're able to achieve. A ratio of, when we look at our faculty-to-student ratio of 18 to 1, that's very competitive. The size of our graduate programs make us very competitive and able to do the research enterprise. That's part of our mission. Our service component, when we think about our ag enterprise in 120 counties, the stability and growth of that enterprise. So all of that weaves together to make that $3 billion number.
Well, thank you, Eric. And we haven't had time today to talk about the new public-private partnership for dining, so I'd like to have you back next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tom.
Our guest has been Eric Mundy, Executive Vice President for Finance and Administration at UK. Our complete UK Perspectives interview is at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.